The Extraordinary Globe of Tom Babajowski, Episode 12, London.
You're on City Radio.
Greetings, landlubbers. It is I, Tom Babajowski, here regaling you with tales from my time in the Merchant Navy aboard the sanctuary of the HMS Crumpet, facilitating international trade across the globe. Yes, before being removed from anonymity by Huron City Radio. And then, well, you know, chuck back into it. I did indeed travel the world. And, you know, it was back in 89, on what must have been my very last voyage. The Crumpet was held up in London docks awaiting re-registration for the British Merchant Navy, and not wishing to stay on board after an arduous trip hauling handmade tea cozies from a Siberian knitting gulag, I needed some downtime. And to be fair, I was a little down. Life on the Crumpet had developed into a sorry monotony of loading and unloading, and what with the unpredictable Captain Billy Rubin at the helm, I wanted to be the one steering my ship. And even if I'd never actually steered my ship, I was sure I could do a better job if I did it myself. You see, when I had signed up on the Crumpet over a decade ago, I'd never thought beyond voyage to voyage. But now, walking through the streets of the heaving metropolis that was London, I was happy to be on dry land. Was my future really being an underappreciated mule for the gluttony and profligacy of the world's rich merchants? But without anywhere else to go, and Billy Rubin always paying well, to be fair, I just didn't know. I'd wandered across the Thames. Well, not like on the water, you know. I'm a legend, but not... Anyway. No, I walked across a bridge and found myself in the shadow of the incomparable St. Paul's Cathedral. The perfect place for quiet contemplation. However, on my way in, I was accosted by some errant choir boys who pleaded with me to go fetch us a pack of fags, which translated from London parlance means they wanted me to purchase cigarettes for them. I thought of warning them about the dangers of smoking, but simply brought them anyway. But I did refuse when they demanded I go get them some Bell's whiskey. I took myself away and entered through the west doorway to avoid being coerced into buying prohibited substances for minors again, and made my way up to the famed Whispering Gallery. And while I enjoyed the view, I finally had time and space to think straight. Staying on the ship meant, well, staying on the ship. And leaving the ship meant, well, leaving the ship. So much for heavenly inspiration. Actually, leaving the ship was a step into the unknown, but wasn't that what I had done when I stepped onto the ship in the first place? The known and the unknown are only a step from each other, it seemed. Oh, my brain started to ache from all the thinking. I lit up a cigarette I'd kept for myself and knew I had a choice to make. Maybe I should stay. Billy Rubin depended on me, and well, the Crumpet was my home. And I'd made some friends on the way, even if we were just all transitory travelers randomly thrust together in a quest for something. And if I left, who knows what lay ahead? And there, in the emptiness of the unknown, I saw a tantalizing spark. Just as I saw a spark as I lit another fag and sat back, smoking away in the big smoke. I must have drifted off as I awoke, feeling a little warm. Concerned I was becoming ill, I thought I better go get some fresh air as I started to cough as well. Well, it turned out my temperature and coughing had little to do with germs and everything to do with the fact that I dozed off with exactly what all those public information films tell you not to do, with a lit cigarette between my fingertips. I called for help, only to see the choir boys speeding through St. Paul's, dousing the flames with altar wine, while I discreetly and rapidly took flight from the gallery and escaped as fire engines arrived to prevent the second great fire of London. Well, back at the docks, I could still hear the sirens in the background and see smoke billowing in the sky above St. Paul's, and I nearly pooped my pants when I was approached by a copper, who demanded to see my papers. Had my face already been on the news? I spoke in my least nasal American accent, and it turned out he was only trying to determine my legality as a sailor rather than arrest me for arson. I was still flustered and concerned my state would arise suspicion when in stepped a man, sharp-dressed and confident, who stated in his East London tones that I was with him. As the policeman left, I thanked the kind gentleman for his help. He introduced himself as Charlie Crabb, and as I would find out very soon, not much of a gentleman at all, let alone a kind one. But he had heard my wonderful voice, his words, not mine, and Charlie thought I would be perfect for a current vacancy as a compere for the variety act show he ran at his pub, The Blind Beggar. Now, was this really true? An offer of a job in show business right before me? Performing was an itch I'd been longing to scratch, but with so long since I'd last scratched it, would there now be a scab? Or would I find just an old wound wishing to be left alone? Despite my musings on itches, there was nothing to stop me. The only thing that stood in my way was, quite frankly, just me. I slowly paced the docks. The HMS Crumpet, resplendent in its shabby glory. The River Thames, the route to more ocean-bound adventure. Well, in the end, Billy Reuben was happy for me. He bore no grudge and said he would miss me before throwing my belongings onto the dockside. Me? Well, adventures of a different kind were to be had for a still relatively young man in the world's most magnificent city, and maybe just one day you'll hear about them, if you're lucky. But for now, thanks for listening. Oh, and if you're going to have a think about your future, try not to set one of the world's most famous buildings alight. Just some friendly advice from me to you. This is Tom Babajowski, one last time, bringing the world to your doorstep, or radio anyway. Until we meet again, fare thee well. In the extraordinary globe of Tom Babajowski, you have been listening to me, Tom Babajowski. The script was by Daniel Williams, with a contribution from Jake Buckley. The opening theme and graphics are by Anson Pavlov. The show was produced and edited by Daniel Williams and is an Albion Media production for Huron City Radio.